Well, it's going to be a big burden, but you know, you have to factor in the I am a huge supporter of small biz, but you have to factor in the objective of this rule, and that's for DOD to avoid compromising any unclassified information that is resident on or passing through non-DOD systems. You're sort of surprised, I'm sort of surprised, that some sort of guidelines have not been in place or regulations have not been in place, especially the reporting function. But you're right. This is one, you know, the most recent article I wrote for WashTech was on the not level playing field for primarily small business. There's no level playing field. This makes it more difficult because the larger companies, the larger contractors have the ability to deal with these regulations in a much more cost-effective manner than any small business. This, unless, of course, you can bill for the time that it takes you to comply, which is probably not part of the rule. But, you know, in 2010, DOD had almost 65,000 contractors registered as small business, 64,427 of them. This rule is going to impact, I think the article said, 3/4, 76% of those companies.
Mm-hmm.
That's a boatload of time and money that these companies have to expend to comply.
And you mentioned the distinction between large vendors and small vendors. I would guess, and you'd have a better sense of this, that many of the larger, you know, tier one defense contractors probably already have a lot of these security measures in place to begin with. So there's not really going to be any additional burden on them at all. Am I right on that?
Yeah, probably about 80% right. I'm sure that most of them do, and that most of them have, you know, reporting capabilities, et cetera. But unless there has been an explicit rule that incidents have to be reported back to DOD in a specific time frame, I would wager that some of the incidents have not been reported.
So, Mark, to whatever extent this ends up being implemented, could the government end up paying the price of this? Is this going to result in higher bids, higher prices for the government in terms of contracts?
If there is an appreciable cost incurred by the contract community, they will try to find a way to offset that in their bids. They have to, especially the small businesses, unless, you know, for the set-aside programs, we have some sort of compensation that can occur to assuage this. Because the smaller you are, the harder it's going to be. And believe me, there's a lot of very, very small businesses that will be immediately impacted by this.
Now, DOD obviously does a pretty thorough job of making sure that industry is doing what it needs to do to keep classified information protected through
right.
The Defense Security Service. This, though, would impact a whole lot more systems. So how would you imagine they'd go about monitoring vendors' compliance with something like this?
I'm not sure that you can monitor 65,000
right.
businesses on this, especially when they think that 3/4 of them will be playing in arenas where these rules impact. So it's going to be, you know, sort of a spot check, sort of like the, you know, the IRS checking tax returns. It'll be a spot check, but, you know, woe to those who have not complied.
And do you see any problem with vendors having to sort of play by one set of security rules when they're dealing with DOD contracts and maybe a lower level or a non-existent level when it comes to this non-classified information when they're working on other agency contracts? Is that going to be an issue?
Probably not. If they don't have to comply with it, they won't. But if they can easily do all rather than just some, it may be an enhancement for them to bidding on civilian agency contracts where the information is still important but not as secure. So you were talking about personal information here. Part of the personal information could be something as obvious as credit card data. You know, DOD is the largest user of the government SmartPay card, and they are, you know, really, really interested in protecting that data very carefully. All of the government agencies are interested in protecting that data. So if a vendor has access to any of that data, you know, it's certainly incumbent upon them to protect the data and to report any incidents where the data is lost. So, I mean, it's going to cover a ton of information, and this sooner or later, the same rules may apply to the civilian agencies.
Now, some contractors would need to report cyber incidents within 72 hours. What would you tell those contractors and vendors who are worried that reporting these breaches could affect their ability to get future contracts? Is it going to be a sign of weakness?
Well, it's certainly going to impact past performance. Because you're basically saying up front that you're able to enforce these rules. That's part of the recommendation in the NIST program. You have to sign off on it as you are awarded contracts, and your inability to secure is certainly going to impact the past performance here. So it's just a matter of upping the skills involved in the contracting game. Nobody said it was easy. And this just, you know, adds a layer of complexity onto it. But again, weigh the consequences. Do you want this crap showing up in WikiLeaks? I don't. You know, and I know the boys at the Pentagon don't, men and women at the Pentagon.
I'm sure that's right.
You know, I think maybe it's past due.